The Liberation of Darcy Doolittle, a social-emotional tale with academic skills by Greer Sickinger Mocker. Darcy Doolittle wanted to hide her face from everyone, even herself. She looked in the mirror and became embarrassed at her own reflection. She was sure people would see her face and laugh. Her mother would yell from downstairs for her to hurry up, and she would yell back that she was on her way. But the sound of her own voice also embarrassed Darcy. When she got in the car, her older sister Daniela was singing along to the radio loudly and slightly off key. She didn't care. She would laugh and say, "Oh, don't you love this song?" Their mother would join Daniela in singing slightly off key, and they would smile at each other as they sang. When they stopped at a light, they would both say, "Come on, Darcy, jump on in and sing with us." Darcy wanted to hide. She couldn't imagine singing along. When she arrived at school and entered her classroom to hang up her backpack, she was sure everyone was looking at her as she took out her pencils, folders, and books. When the teacher took attendance, Darcy was scared to answer. Here, sometimes she didn't answer. She allowed her friends to answer for her. "Darcy is here." This went on for a week. But then the teacher stared at her and said, "Okay, good, but is there a reason, Darcy, that you don't answer for yourself?" Darcy didn't even answer that. Now she was more embarrassed. Darcy was embarrassed at lunchtime. She didn't want anyone to see her eat her lunch. Her best friend Mildred was talkative and loud and ate confidently, remarking on everything on the school lunch menu. "Do you think this hamburger is made with real beef? Can you believe they gave us real fruit? I mean a real peach. Look at this." Mildred turned it in her hand and looked at it impressed. Darcy sat embarrassed that her good friend Mildred spoke. Mildred made it look so easy. In gym class, they had to do a jazzercise dance. The teacher had them take 4 steps to the left and snap their fingers, and then turn and take 4 steps to the right and snap their fingers. Darcy was so embarrassed that she tried to go to the back. Mildred laughed and put her own swagger into the dance as she heard the teacher chanting, "And 1, 2, 3, 4, snap your fingers and turn, and 1, 2, 3, 4. Darcy was sure everyone was looking at her. At that moment, the boy next to her looked at her and said, "Come on, Darcy, get your kicks into it," and then appeared to laugh, not at Darcy, but at himself or the whole class. Darcy stepped to the right and snapped her fingers as they were told to do, but couldn't handle having attention from the boy next to her. Darcy ran out of the gym and headed down the hall to the bathroom. But on her way, she saw a kindergartner drop her bag. She could have used some help. Darcy ran right by her, worried about the way she stepped and snapped. Did everyone see her in the gym stepping and snapping? When she got into the bathroom, she shut the stall and stood breathing hard. She saw her hands and was sure they had too many knuckles. They were hard-looking, she thought. Then she went and washed them and tried to avoid seeing her face in the mirror. Then she heard the teacher's voice, "Darcy, come out here, please." Darcy came out and saw the class lined up. Mildred waved to her, smiling. This helped because Darcy could see the whole class looking at her. "Is there a reason you ran out of my class?" Darcy saw all eyes on her. She was horrified and wanted to run. Maybe she would run. But that had started this whole thing. I was sick and I threw up. The teacher stared hard at her. "No, you're not sick, Darcy. You're perfectly healthy, young lady. Get in line." Darcy was terrified because she could feel everyone looking at her. The kindergartner had just picked up all her stuff and was walking to class. At recess, a new student walked up to Darcy near the water fountain and asked her name. Darcy was mortified and ran off without even saying hello. The new student looked stunned and disappointed. Mildred could be seen introducing herself and inviting the new student to play. At the grocery store, Darcy saw some apples roll off a fruit cart. She could have picked them up or helped, but instead she didn't want anyone looking at her, so she just walked on. In church, Darcy was supposed to play a camel with another kid named Raymond in the school play, but walked off the stage pulling the other kid with her. She couldn't see well in the costume, so she ended up rolling down the stairs near the stage and almost fell into the lap of the church elders. One of the elders had a wig that fell off and couldn't stand up because of the weight of Darcy and Raymond in the camel costume. To her embarrassment, the pastor just looked at the audience with his hands up and a smile and said, "Hey, let's give it up for Darcy and Raymond for that wonderful and unexpected finale." Now everyone would see her unless she could get Raymond to walk back up behind the curtain, still in the camel suit. But Raymond got partially out of the costume, stood up, and just smiled, took a bow, and waved to the audience. Darcy looked flabbergasted and ran off to the side and behind the stage curtain, calling more attention to herself. School picture day came, and her whole class came dressed up and had their hair fixed just right. Mildred walked into the classroom laughing at the idea that one of her eyes was swollen shut and she had red marks on her face. She did wear a pretty bow in her hair and a nice dress. "Allergies, can you believe it? It must be the pollen in the air that gets me every year." Darcy couldn't believe Mildred even came to school. "Will you get your picture taken?" Darcy asked her shyly. "Oh, yeah. Mom says we can laugh about it when I'm an adult. I look the way I always look when I have allergies. What can a person do, right?" Darcy had her nice outfit on and her hair in two braids with a little polka dot bows at the ends. She wanted to hide. When it was her turn to smile for the picture, she made a miserable face, and the photographer stopped for a second and looked at her sideways and confused. When it was Mildred's turn, she danced right up to the chair and smiled big and bright, swollen face and red spots and all. When it was time for the class to read poems and reports out loud, Darcy pretended she needed glasses and squinted. When the teacher reminded her that she didn't need glasses, she claimed she was still editing her paper and then got it wet. Mildred reminded Darcy that she had a great, well-written paper and she should be proud to read aloud. Darcy's awkward shyness was so apparent to the school and neighborhood that there was an expression that could be heard around school. If someone was too evasive or shy, people would say, "Don't pull a Darcy Doolittle now." She even heard two boys say it when one had a very short haircut and came to school wearing a hoodie on a warm day, attempting to hide his haircut. Everyone wanted to see his haircut and said, "Oh, come on, don't go Darcy Doolittle on us now." One day, Darcy received a letter from the North Pole, only it looked very official and had a seal on it. It was a summons from Santa Claus. Darcy was summoned to the North Pole. She thought maybe because she was shy, Santa and Mrs. Claus would allow her a private meeting to talk about her Christmas list. She threw things in a backpack, bundled up in a hat and scarf, and started her journey, walking in the deep snow. As she got closer to the North Pole, she could see elves and reindeer busy in the snow doing various jobs. They smiled at her, and for a moment, she wanted to go over and pet them and frolic in the magic she saw happening in the silver-blue snow and cute elves' cottages. But Darcy didn't want to call attention to herself, so she walked on. Then she came to what was unmistakably Santa and Mrs. Claus's home. It was warm and majestic, and she could see the smoke coming out of the chimney. She knew this would be a welcoming place. Darcy went through the front door and sat in the waiting room. Elves surrounded her, smiling and singing, snapping their fingers and dancing a silly dance. One of them put his hands out and prompted Darcy to join them in song and dance. At first, she couldn't help but smile at them, as shy as she was, because the magic of Santa's elves was just too much. But then she realized they were trying to get her to dance. Could she really dance and sing with Santa's elves? Darcy quickly took her hand away and looked away. The elves continued spreading cheer with their dancing and singing. By now, they were dancing around the small chair where she sat. The louder and more joyful the singing and dancing became, the larger the flames in the fireplace, and the larger the plates of cookies became, the richer the hot chocolate became. Not all the elves sang completely on key, and some danced better than others, but together there was joy and magic. Then, quickly, an official elf came into the parlor, and they all stopped instantly. The room grew silent but calm, his badge read, "Official Elf," and he stood with a rolled-up scroll and announced, "Santa will see you now." Darcy stood up, embarrassed that all the elves were looking at her. She followed the official elf down a narrow hallway and was led into Santa's office. The official elf signaled her to sit in the small chair by Santa's desk. Darcy could see Santa's large desk and regal chair with the pile of letters he received all year from children. Darcy knew she had behaved well and wondered why she received a summons to the North Pole. Santa and Mrs. Claus came through the door and stood calmly looking at Darcy. "Hello there. Mighty glad you could come in response to the summons." Darcy was afraid to look at them, but just couldn't look away. After all, it was Santa and Mrs. Claus. There was even more magic now than there had been with the elves. Darcy had a song in her step that she tried to resist. She had a melody in her voice that she tried to suppress. All the joy around her made it hard to put her face downcast, like she did most of the time. Santa sat down in his chair and looked at Darcy and said, "How has your year gone, Darcy?" Darcy froze. All the magic was around her, but she froze. Mrs. Claus stood with a warm smile. The fireplace had a cozy fire, and yet Darcy just froze. "That's what we were afraid of," Santa smiled. "Darcy, my elves are not perfect. Some of them sing off key. Some need dance lessons. Some are even allergic to the reindeer chow I feed the reindeer, and their ears swell up bigger than they already are. Occasionally their tongues even swell up and they can't sing. Oh, it's nothing a little cocoa and cookies and some of Mrs. Claus' winter stew can't cure. But I will say that they never stop spreading cheer. I mean, everywhere." Santa then pulled a buzzer, and his official elf arrived reporting immediately for duty. "Official elf, bring our little friend Magnus." Darcy waited, and in a moment she heard small footsteps in the distance and a voice singing off key. She heard the sound of an elf not at all in a hurry and not at all needing to impress. It was a slow, unintentional waltz with a voice singing on its own terms. His small footsteps could be heard making their way down the narrow hall in a light thump. In came the smallest, most awkward little elf, stumbling into Santa's office and saying after whistling a tune, "Hello there, Santa. Hello there, Mrs. Claus. Hello there to you, young lady. What can I do for you?" He almost had a stutter as he spoke. The elf took a sloppy bow, then continued whistling and singing slightly off key, and then did a dance that looked like he could use lessons. Darcy was embarrassed. How was this tiny, goofy, and clumsy elf supposed to be of any help to any of them? "Magnus, we need you to give lessons in joy throughout the year to Darcy here. That includes singing and dancing lessons." "Why, yes, yes, that is not a problem at all. It would be my pleasure. That is my specialty." The tiny elf spoke with confidence and a sputter and again did a clumsy dance and whistled an off-key tune. Darcy was led to the dance hall not far from the bake shop. She was unclear how Magnus, a tiny elf, was to teach her to dance and sing when he himself seemed far below what Darcy had seen in music videos. She stood with her arms crossed and a slanted face. The elf was sliding and dashing to the left, dashing to the right, turning his head as he whistled and sang a Christmas tune. He hopped to the right, hopped to the left, And after a while, Darcy decided it was so bad that it had character and was actually entertaining. Darcy finally put her hands up, shook her head, and said, "Hold on, just wait. Seriously, how are you supposed to teach me to dance?" The elf looked at her soberly. "You're embarrassing, Magnus, if that's your name." Darcy waved her hand in the air as if she hardly cared what his name was. Magnus laughed, and then Darcy heard more laughter. She looked around. There were more elves in the dance hall. Some were tiny, some were chubby and taller. "Nothing in the North Pole is embarrassing. When we are learning a new trade to help Santa and we mess up, we simply put our hands up and scream, 'I'm alive!' That's all there is to it. Now you try." Darcy looked horrified. She was not going to dance and sing and act like a fool and then scream, "I'm alive!" The elves giggled. Magnus looked quite satisfied and said, "When my heart starts beating and my blood starts flowing and I sweat, when everyone is looking at me and I know I'm alive, and you should try it. Yes, you should try it. Before you can spread cheer, you must know you're alive." Darcy shook her head. She was fine knowing her heart would beat well enough for a doctor to pronounce her alive. But Darcy had done something she had never done. She had asserted herself. She spoke her mind. She was led back to Santa's office. The small elf that worked in Santa's office now came with a silver platter containing a variety of cookies and hot chocolate. Darcy carefully and shyly reached for a cookie, because who could resist a cookie from Santa's bake shop? She took a bite and closed her eyes, tasting the crumbs. She put her head back. Darcy could feel the magic and warmth throughout her whole body. Her thoughts flashed quickly back to everything she had ever known and everyone she had ever met. She thought of Mildred and how they had become friends in first grade during a bird-watching field trip at a large farm. Mildred showed her how to use the binoculars. Binoculars were exactly what Darcy got her for Christmas. Actually, they were donated from her garage because they were a perfectly good pair that her family never used. She thought of her teacher, who often allowed her to be shy because that's who she was. She thought of her older sister, who enjoyed singing in the car with their mom. She thought of all the people she didn't help simply because she was too shy and focused on her own appearance. Darcy had never wanted to be seen. She continued eating the cookie from Santa's bake shop that the elf held on a silver platter. She sipped the hot chocolate. With each bite and each sip, Darcy felt more courageous. It was as though Santa and Mrs. Claus served it up as a remedy, a medicine, an elixir. It was just the potion Darcy needed. When she opened her eyes, she stood up and looked around. The official elf was still there, and Magnus, who was tiny, was still there. Santa was leaving his office, but Darcy was brave enough to ask, "Why did you summon me here?" Santa smiled and said, "You go spread cheer, Darcy, and we will see you in a year." Busy Santa returned to his workshop and Mrs. Claus to her bakery. The Claus family was busy getting ready for the upcoming Christmas season. They had much to do. They handed their mission to Darcy in those brief words, and they were off. Darcy stood and looked at her legs and knuckles and could see her face in the mirror across the room. She felt strong and unstoppable in a way she never had. After being gone longer than she planned, Darcy made the long journey back from the North Pole. And because she felt strong, she wanted to say hello to all the baby reindeer she saw as she walked. She made her way up a long, windy, snowy hill to pet them. But what happened next would change Darcy Doolittle forever. What happened next was not to be feared. In fact, it was all part of Santa's plan. She saw an elf in distress because she needed to find her baby elf. Darcy searched for the baby elf until she saw her at the top of an icy hill, afraid to slide down. Darcy climbed up the icy hill simply by grabbing the branches of the trees and sticks frozen in the ground. She said hello to the baby elf. Darcy didn't stop to worry about her face, her hair, her knuckles, the sound of her voice, or anything. She smiled at her and said, "Are you okay? Your mother is worried. She's at the bottom of the hill. I'll take you to her." She put the baby elf in her lap and slid down the long, windy, icy hill. The baby elf was just fine and even enjoyed the ride, giggling down the hill. Darcy, however, was bumped up. After putting the little elf down and letting her run to her mother, she slipped on the ice and fell and slid straight down and was now covered in snow. She had a bruise on her face, and a heavy but small rock rolled and landed near her head, pinning her hair down. An elf who worked in the reindeer stall came to see her and asked if she was okay. Darcy couldn't move because her hair was under the rock. "No worries, I'll cut it." The elf chopped her hair off and felt enormously proud to be of service. Darcy stood up and her hair was uneven, her face bruised, and some of the dirt that was under the snow was now on her coat and face. She even had pine cones stuck in her hair. She did not look like her neat self. It was as her parents always said, not as bad as it looks. Another elf came over and took her picture quickly with his phone. Darcy looked surprised. "They are welcoming you. It's for the welcoming committee," he said quickly. He posted her picture. Darcy didn't know that back home, Mildred and Darcy's family had made posters of her picture. Now everyone saw her face. To make it more compelling, the little elf had put the recent picture of Darcy with the uneven haircut, mud on her face, a bruise on the side of her face, dirty clothes, and a shocked expression on social media. Darcy had saved a baby elf. And little did she know that one who saves a baby elf in the North Pole earns high esteem from Santa and Mrs. Claus. She had braved the icy hill and earned the highest honor. Darcy now got up, still feeling strong, and started to walk on. But of course, Santa and Mrs. Claus had special plans to escort Darcy. Meanwhile, back home, there were posters ordered, produced, and delivered based on a mandate from the North Pole. It was a judicial command from Santa himself that Darcy's town, school, and neighborhood welcome her back. All eyes would be on her. Mildred, back home, went door to door telling everyone to welcome her best friend home from the North Pole. Mildred glanced at the update on her phone. It was the newest picture of Darcy as uploaded by the elf in the North Pole. "Darcy, you're in the North Pole. Everyone can see your picture. I'm so proud of you. Oh, don't be embarrassed. It's okay. You're about to pull a Darcy Doolittle, and it will be the biggest and best of all." By now, Santa and Mrs. Claus had called Darcy's family and arranged a ride in the sleigh for her. Flying to the North Pole was just too expensive, and Darcy was to wish everyone a Merry Christmas from Santa's sleigh. Darcy, with pine cones in her hair, with dirt on her clothes, and an uneven non-haircut, courtesy of an elf, could see everyone, especially Mildred with her binoculars, looking right at her. The old Darcy would not approve of this current rough look. But right now, all was well in Darcy's world, and nothing mattered but this moment. Mildred screamed up at the sleigh, "How do you feel? Everyone is looking at you." The whole town had come out to look at Darcy's arrival in Santa's sleigh. There she was in the night sky. Darcy looked proud, confident, liberated. She was free for the first time in her days. She was so busy spreading Christmas cheer that she forgot to worry about her hair, her face, her knuckles, her singing voice, or anything to do with herself. Darcy waved from Santa's sleigh and screamed, "Merry Christmas!" Mildred looked up. Everyone looked up. They all agreed she pulled a real Darcy Doolittle. From now on, when someone was confidently spreading cheer, That was the expression. You pulled a Darcy Doolittle. That was the highest compliment you could get in this town. Darcy had spent her years smiling, helping, sometimes dancing clumsily, sometimes singing off key, sometimes falling, but felt her heart beating, her blood flowing, and always remembered Magnus and Santa and Mrs. Claus. Darcy did receive another summons from Santa a year later so she could receive the badge of courage. When Darcy Doolittle was embarrassed for any reason, in any place, around any person, no matter how important, she would put her arms up in the air wherever she was and loudly scream, "I'm alive!" And the more embarrassing it was, the better.